Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odru. This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ.
Regarding to the nations, we want to reconcile hearts back to God. We want to use the opportunity to draw the nations back to Almighty God and trust the goodness of God back to them. When you look at nations that have depended on Almighty God over the years, when I use the United States of America for the example or for the case study, you will come to a realization that the grace of God elevated them and lifted them to the zenith and to the peak. It is the grace of God that, you know, brought them to notoriety. The grace of God pitched them up there. When I sit down and I analyze, especially on the continent of Africa, the kind of struggles that are going on, I realize, you know, we've lost total direction. When you look at the United Kingdom, the founding fathers placed the whole thing in a way that the monastery had the church guiding it. And as long as the church guided it, you know, they went in that particular spectrum and they prospered until they corrupted the seat of the church and corrupted the voice of the church. The moment that the people realized that the church, you know, had lost its integrity and veracity and authenticity, that very moment, they just sunk. The moment the people turned the cathedrals into, you know, pubs and sex museums, the presence of the Lord departed and they started struggling. And so the nations that brought us Christianity now are struggling in the mud of corruption, carnality, decadence. They are struggling in the madness of perversion. Voice of the church is going to be hot, my darling. The whole idea of this particular platform is going to be bringing the weight of my ear, because a lot of people have just, you know, reduced the church to a religious entity. If the religious was the church was just a religious entity, why do the politicians and governors and platforms and all stuff like that, why do they run to the church wanting to use their numbers when they want power, but when they get it, they pack the church to somewhere else? Where is the counsel of God, the mind of God, the goodness? I want to ask. Recent time, I look at what went on in South Africa. The church have been locked up in the name of this coronavirus thing, you know, and all stuff like that. It shocks and amazes me when they are going to have elections and then suddenly corona is gone. Suddenly. Now everybody are on their streets. Go and see big campaigns. They're just like what we did last year in this country, in Ghana. So the voice of the church is going to address the weightier matters and all stuff like that. The Bible said when the righteous rules, there is peace. When evil men come into power, the scriptures made it very clear, you know, everybody go into hiding and to hibernation. Share the page on Facebook. It's a serious thing. So I'm going to use the opportunity for us to, you know, deal with the weightier matters, the important things that we really need to be dealing with. When I sit back in Ghana and I look and I'm asking myself, where is the voice of the church in everything that is happening? So our bit, you feel our bit is just show up on Sunday, sing four hymns and listen to liturgic scriptural sentences and all stuff like that. And that is the bit that is our only use in nation building and governance and all stuff like that. Where is Matthew chapter 5 verse 13? You are the salt of the earth and the light of the world. Where is that? The Bible said, through prosperities, your city shall be built. Where is the premise of that? Wherever the soles of your feet shall tread, I have given possession of that. Where is that? I want to know. If our job is to sit back and just, you know, pray, I mean, the whole thing has become too sad. The church must come back to its voice. The voice of authority, the voice of guidance, the voice of righteousness, the voice of correction, the voice of instruction. The church must rise up and have a voice. And that is what, you know, we want to do. We want to bring national issues, governance issues, nation building issues, you know, legislative issues, you know, issues from the judiciary. You know, some of the things that I look, you know, and I'm asking myself, where is the fear of Almighty God? God bless our homeland, Ghana, make our nation great and strong. Is this the ideals of the fathers? And so, this is the voice of the church. Every Friday is going to be, you know, serious. Is this an every Friday? I am not talking about, you know, when people talk about, because I do not consider anybody to be the prophet of the nation. But in other nations where God himself has given people the voice and authority to be able to speak and streamline things and, you know, and all stuff like that, you have all that. But where Shebebi Agan Edri Yanki Yakasachirefu. Somebody that, you know, as a collective voice, we can be able to, you know, stand out and bring out, you know, the weightier matters. Not just to pray in tongues. And they see the church as an entity that makes a lot of noise and all stuff like that. And, you know, and produce nothing. Because they feel like we have hallelujahized everything. Yeah, and, you know, I'm going to use the opportunity. What I am going to do, I'm going to bring issues from the news, and I'm going to use, you know, the opportunity to address them from a biblical point of view, from a spiritual point of view, and from the perspective and the spectacle of Almighty God. Yeah. Yeah, not only the issues in Ghana, we're going to deal with all kinds of issues. I look at something like, you know, this LGBTI thing, and I look at the noise that have been placed and all that. It breaks my heart and all stuff like that, because, you know, even when you say the Lord does not want it, somebody can boldly say, who is the Lord? Who is the Lord? Did he make it? You know, I'm going to, you know, take my time. Me, I sit here as a servant of the Lord, and I just wanted the nation to know that the days when novices were in the pulpit are over. Now God is going to, the Bible said very clearly in the book of Malachi, you know, the priest's lips must declare and outline knowledge. It is a very serious stuff that we're going to, you know, have to be outlining. It's not a joke. It's not going to be just the, you know, hallelujah, rise issues and make noise, and our noise does not make any impact and all stuff like that. Serious. It will be a tag everybody that you know. We need to really be doing this work all to the glory of God. I have a mandate, you know, to intercede for my nation, Ghana, as a servant of the Lord. And God has given me a mandate also to rebuke this nation. And Michelle and yeah, maybe they say, you know, the way people have misbehaved themselves from social media, all in the stream of that, you know, misbehave themselves on social media, from nudity to promiscuity to adultery to madness, total abject madness. Now that, you know, you see that the Ghana Police Service is beginning to put their foot down and to outline and address certain things and all stuff like that, has to be steady. Because one of the things that we need to come to a realization about, seriously, ladies and gentlemen, is that we need to come to that particular place where, you know, people like myself who are, you know, God is giving some kind of influence, we should be able to come to that place to use that influence responsibly. Whether you are a musician, whether you are an actor, whether you are an actress, and all stuff like that, you speak and people can follow you. You can't just use that influence, you know, irresponsibly. When the people that follow you and people that Saniema Wenda are going to come to the voice of the church. The church must have a voice. The church in Ghana and around the world must have a voice, and through that voice, they must speak. Seriously, not when we are going to vote and we use our numbers to support, you know, let the church arise and say that we will not vote in the next election. There will be no election. I'm seriously talking to you. So such an entity can never be taken for granted. Think about our numbers. I mean, as compared to the voter population of almost about a population of 34 million people and still counting, you know, we have a responsibility when we put almost about 18 to 20 million people who are in the voters register to start and to do something. The population or the capacity of the church can never be less than, you know, over 70% of that. Therefore, the church is a powerful force. We are not a timid institution that we need to be able to address it. And we are not only going to talk to power. We are also going to talk to our own people. You know, and all stuff like that. And litter around and cause a lot of mess. And we take money from this nation and go and address all those. We are going to deal with all those things. The sanitation corps, you know, must be able to see these people, those people, and needs to be thrown into jail. We have to do it. I thank God for the Greater Accra Regional Minister who today launched the operation Tidy Your Front. I drove through Alajo yesterday and I saw something that was not there. I saw cleanliness, but I didn't see a piece of paper on the floor. So then, we're talking about the impact of the church. The voice of the church is going to be issues one after the other. So next week when I sit here, my team are going to put on the screen things that have come into the news, the perspective of the church. For example, let me talk about LGBTI plus. And go for so did trumua. I was here catch on say, listen, mufri di trumunyene. Mufri di trumunyene. Why is it that now you want to now bring Mutrumudieno into the cause that you want to even bring Trumudieno to parliament? You want parliament to back it with the legislation. And I wonder how do Trumo. Now, the Bible said in the book of Revelation, they that are sinning, let them continue to sin. They that are righteous, let them continue to be righteous. I come quickly and behold, my reward is with me to give unto everybody according to their works. But yeah, what does it concern me? My job is to warn you to repent and to come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. If you do not want to repent, that is your own wahala. But the truth of the matter is that, you know, you cannot impose what you think and believe on me. Just like I am not imposing anything on you. Whatever we do it in a way of, proposal, in the name of appealing to you, you know, such that why we do not even force you. No, to be able to change it up. You want to put out when you're forced. My baby, you know, I can't just give us a legislation. See, it be the truth. Who free the truth? 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 Today, I wanted to bring my Dede Rita, you know, because Dede Rita, she had a little assignment that she couldn't come. You don't persuade her, but. Because so no, you know, I called the channel of TA Brick. When you hear the to turn my head by head. Yeah, baby, yeah, go. I sit up and look at the potential nation like Ghana. I look at, you know, the opportunity that God has given us. When I look at the kind of leadership that we have had since independence, and I look up on that, and I'm sure, baby, our main area, we are Kuronua. Between who say, you know, in Shina Yehua, the Amayena, yet the good form yet yet yet. We brought all that glory down to nothing. How can a nation like South Africa be begging on their knees? How can people in South Africa, communities that are poor are very poor, and the rich is getting richer, just like in Ghana. When I look at the level of looting that is going on, when I look also at the level of waste in my system, and all these people will finish up, siphoning money, looting this miserable country, and they go to sit in church on Sunday morning. I said the church will have a voice. A church will have a voice. We should be able to stand up as a church and even reject when political parties bring up a candidate and say, this is our candidate. We should be able to say, this one is incompetent, and we reject, even on primary levels. We should be able to come to that point. Our job should not just be lalabashanda. No. We are the salt of the earth and the light of the world. Yeah. A city that is set on a hill can never be hid. And that is the church of Jesus Christ. We are here to defend a king and his kingdom. And that king is Christ. And the kingdom is the kingdom of God. We should be able to outline it very clearly. And this is the duty of the voice of the church. As a matter of fact, ladies and gentlemen, to be able to be doing this. Everybody share the page. Every group you belong to, Yatina Sima as Asempana Gaza, ye kashe. She said, ye LBGT, I free. I saw the dende. I want more person. Where is the force of the church? Where is our voice? Where is our message? Where is our content? We are busily fighting among ourselves. Church fighting church. And I still asking myself, where is the power of God? Where is the move of God? Where is that move? When I look at the divisive, predilection and tendency of the Church of Jesus Christ, I cry. When I put the church in a SWOT analysis, I look that we are too petty. We don't support each other's business. We are too divisive. We are too myopic in our, reasoning and projections. And, and we have limited ourselves to basic things like, he's not part of our doctrine. They are not part of our doctrine and all that kind of thing. Whilst we are doing this, Islam is busily spreading. Busily spreading. And so I sit here as a servant of the Lord, and I'm going to call the church. Wake up from your slumber and from your sleep. Wake up. There are people in church who have not really repented. And then we find such people in the pulpit. And yet when I say your politicians, even bring munyame. Because yenye won property mono farm munyame ubunyame yankini ubunyame yankini. Voice of the church is going to be a very serious thing. Next week I will bring videos. Muslim a Christian country, I will bring videos. Make sure baby a nipanne. Well, yeah, was sorry. Akotena sorry. Make sure baby a will nipada seni as a bola no akotuegu. I will bring videos here. People will show us videos. I will show you the rot and the loot that is going on. The deals that goes on. I will bring you videos. As a matter of fact, go and see the Dubai Expo. The expo is running from now to March. 5 months. Yetea atopa ya yase. Ehu hiya yenche bibia. Ewe ane de kronu akau. E jamai. E no diye. E bibile muha. Trump was right when he called us shitholes. Menam kachero. Trump, he was right. E jamai. Of Alata for crowd, you said you were Jawam. Was it Alata for the we ma penny at topa? Ajika crack a crack a crack the womwa womanida hoye ab emaguma. Was we noa chrono fita. It is If somebody like that is addressing William Mothers like that, you know, we have refused to accept the reality. We have refused to accept the reality. The irresponsibility is unbelievable. The Bible said the heaven of heavens belongs to the Lord. The earth he has given to the sons of men. What he told Adam was that, take the land, till the land, and subdue it, be fruitful, multiply, you know, the earth, and replenish it. Bishabi, which is a coronavirus, Africa, Hanumri, Adia. Yeah, just say yeah, the MSC at two, say, and go for your vaccine. I am good to be. Yeah, you man, no. Oh. Edumano no ubi entrance non yene no onfa na dwere enye bibi na ye de ene se sori ani echini ni epibi ato. We have people that are competent in this country in herbal medicine. They are astute, amazing guys, gifted by God. Ye momo kwain da e go fo enya kodo fa ye wu age wo mo. It was through herbal medicine. Why are we failing to tell the nation, you know, this is it? Do you need a prophet of God to come and tell you this? See, this is why in the Old Testament, I'm going to tell you some of the few things. There are certain people that the Lord raised them up, because the prophetic ministry comes into a trajectory where it is divided into spectrums. We have prophets whose assignment are on a local level. Prophets whose assignment are on an individual level. There are prophets whose assignment are on a, you know, on a community level. There are prophets whose assignment are on a city level. God can give a prophet a city and say, take care of this city for me. Then God can give also a whole nation to a prophet. When Papa Benson Idahosa was alive, it was a crisis, you know, during General Babangida's time. And then he stood in the stadium, almost about 70,000-80,000 people packed in there, and lifted his voice unto heaven and said, Father, there is crisis in Nigeria, but sit in heaven, I will take care of it. How many people can speak like that? Because God had given him Nigeria. Nigeria was his jurisdiction. He spoke power to Nigeria. And he was not. Look at somebody like, you know, Pastor David Yongicho or Dr. David Yongicho. The Lord gave him the South Korean nation. He picked it up from nothing, from from the dust. Raise it up and made it what it is. The day Dr. Cho died, South Korea's light went off. They cried. The South Korea, you know, has become South Korea because of Dr. David Yongicho. Because when the righteous rule, he is going to guide the righteous and say to the righteous, this decision is evil in the eyes of God, and they will not rebel against godly counsel. Voice of the church will be doing this. Opa fa eh wo ba dwuma be fa e de yakobo bra wo kwasia be po akika kwasia sam. I'm telling you, kwasia be po akika nsi hunu. And so I'm going to use the opportunity. I mean, we be radio, TV, Dundua. You know, I was at Cambridge University for, what is it called? A crusade. And, before the crusade started, they gave me a little chalet, like a hotel, where I was changing. And, I saw the television. So I said, let me get the news. I was trying to get United Television. It was not on. I was trying to get, CNN. It was not on. I was trying to get, BBC, Fox News, ABC, Al Jazeera, you know, none of those were on. But I said, what is the television doing? And then I started scrolling the channels. There came almost about 230 something channels. One of those are Kwasia channels, Ogada. Kwasia channels. As I'm agree with you. Do you want to tell me, sir, you have given a license to people who set up a television station and they are telling Ghanaians, this is the Illuminati division in Ghana. We are here to recruit people into Illuminati, and they have a license? Oh, really? Then you should not complain. When that, you know, when people are killed on ritual purposes, then you should not complain. Because that is what they are going to do. They are going to share innocent blood. Share a
and kwasia dwuma na powers ewo o de say eyi o de say adeso dwuma na odi no adeso kwasia dwuma na powers adeso. This guy killed a qualified biochemist, a product of the University of Ghana, Lagos, and buried him at his backyard. In the name of doubling money and Ghana, I want to talk to you. The National Media Commission, the National Communications Authority, the Ministry of Communications must be held responsible. We must be able to stand for something. If we have nothing we stand for, we are going nowhere. Let's stop our pettiness and this political vindictiveness, you know, going after people and all that kind of, and let's go after the real big fishes. Sanitize the system. I confirm your license and the dim kwasiade. In so way a day, so no more bad dad. Where is the Food and Drugs Authority? Obi so onum bibi ya test ya de kro ye ni ma de kro. Come on. And on the mainstream, deceit is on the rampage. Deceit, and they have a license for it. Me TA right now, if I said I want a license to start a Christian television station, they will refuse it. This is why I can tell you that Ghana has become antichrist. I'm telling you the word of God. If the NT Nigeria says, sorry about Ghana, now we can't come together and apply for a license and call it the voice of the church. Huh? And then a Methodist, Presbyterian, Apostolic, CAC, Baptist, you know, Pentecost, Enumni Adena, without Roman, you and I am not together. And apply for a license. Let everybody pay bit, and see what we can do with that license. DMNT, and that cannot be done. Betting for Baba G, no Mugwe, you saw, Kikenzi Munusa. Have a corner come for your chest and your come. Boys, the reason is because we have given the enabling environment for them to do that. It is a chill with the and then one was a Sylvester for refer to any more Barbara and Pension Kun. Barbara, the girl didn't deserve to die, died a painful death. If two I had more Marcus, I was so gakope. It came from the Sugakope police station. It told me you who told you I'm a Samaya. Hey, sappy man. Me, I'm a sappy man. Honey, you befair to any video. Hey, you're doing the 20 quahine. I want to know. Now, this is the voice of the church. We want to know who gave the gun out. This is the voice of the church. It will be to be tempted to the man will be so unfanko. And ye know a jitu no no the co. And no ho. Tia, king of me again, naturamo. Wouldn't you have it here? And you know, children, young people, to be funny, you know, in the co. And ye, or sikunumane. They are forming a trinity. And we have these things happening. Near Tiani home. I want to ask the church, do you know what happens at Circle? Yeah, you're circling. Do you know what happened, especially on Friday night like this? Mudia Montuna, sorry, them. Namo hallelujah, rise mo. Na Juma Potain, when you're media shamans, Mununu Mohona Monsere. I come on, Ebesha, see a free muscle. I'm talking to you. The assembly be you. So, voice of the church is not going to be joking, it's going to be a flagship online. EW3 free, let me EF5 free, what? Let me Bible study free, what? Friday and you may, and what? Ubeja. Miss Ubeja. Because we are not going to be sitting here and all that. And dear Mono Ghana, when I said, we sit down and wait until the worst happens. And then we come and do the aftermath thing. Oh, we should have done it this way. We should have done this. We should have done that. We should have done, you know. It's over here after baby and all that kind of thing. Eba, nafi, eba, bechredi, nanke, wasi, yeah. I will walk. When I look at the waist,
next week I will show Kolebu, I will show 37, I will show G on my screens next week. And then I will show you the waste of our spending in government and in government department agencies. And you may say, next week I will bring them here. If you have not tell me and Jenny, the mitri was a macach. Oma medjuma, medjuma me se. Mebo koko. Frisa, uchumuta nyame, will judge, God will judge you. I'm telling you. Me, I'm telling you, God will judge me. It's my man, no. And some of you, I want to, you know, tonight is just an introduction. I'm introducing what this whole thing is all about. And I'm crofaba betra, me flipping 230 something channels in Sinhununkwa. If I want to say something that I would like the dial to remain there for 10 minutes, I will not count 10. There was a church in, I think it was a church at Kumase. I saw their channel. Beautiful guys, they know it. I saw, another church in Kumasi. Like 10 of them, beautiful. One of them at Broadcasting Junction. Beautiful channels. The rest of them, Jimmy on air. And they have a license for that. And this is why I was shocked the other day when, you know, these guys came and they were telling me, these guys were operating without proper license and all that. How can people take over our media scape, landscape and be operating without licenses and they don't pay taxes to government, they don't pay and all that. You see, the real fishes are there and we have given them opportunity to go free. Na ye tata nkrofa omutunto eniema where you wo kanshi no money adie you don't pay tax. The real people evading tax or ko ayi kromo kanshi na ko wo mo a you know ye big Ghana for din abie ayi obeko na China ni na team India ni Syria ni the people that should not be doing retail obeko no mo ton pabo awa bag wawa enom ni adie they taking the market from our people. And there is no law that brings these people to book. It in Kamiyamanwa yebe yanya a yift a tour, a free moon, a timia, you know, and also like Akwam Fua at a war memo all over the place. You know, or if all these roads are fixed, what will be the need of an SUV or a 4x4 or a V8 vehicle in any of our streets? I went to South Africa, I drove through, I have driven through the Gauteng region, I have driven through, Mpumalanga province, I have driven to Nelspruit, I have driven, all the way to KZN. I have driven all the way, flew and driven in the city of Cape Town. I have been, to parts of the Free State. I have been, up north. I have gone to Standerton and its environs and all that. And I have never seen people driving these FCV vehicles. Saloon cars. Luxury, roadster vehicles. This is what the people drive. Because they have built a proper infrastructure. We don't get them to have a and all that kind of thing. Oh, compare will be our. You want to compare your life to anybody? The Bible said they that compare themselves to themselves are not wise. The people that compare themselves to themselves, they are not wise. You want to do a comparative analysis. Look for people that are way ahead of you. I mean, if I want to compare this country, I will compare Ghana with the people that we started with, South Korea, Malaysia, Singapore. And let's see where they are right now. Go to Rwanda. The moment you mention Rwanda, people get angry. Because Rwanda reflects our failure, our systemic failure. And you want things to work. I mean, I showed a picture today to the day. I said, listen, what I asked her, what city is this? Beautiful picture. Next week, I will show it to you.
And because she has been to Dubai a couple of times, she knows the procedure. This is Dubai. I said, how did you know? She said, this is Dubai. I just know. She crew passed. I said, yeah, you crew. In growth, we will be did no attract about the one. I'm no a run is it no John. So sorry, I'm not power in Chinese. No, I'm a bind to swag. We are no more tongues. More tongues are not your full papa. I'm telling you because God is not mediocre. God, clearly, I'm getting a me idea in general. God is not the status quo. God is not mediocrity. God is not insinuno. God is an excellent God, excellent spirit, excellent mind, disciplined mindset. And if we do not rise and tell people this, yaba brasa azizu ani akosura ini mu akobraka. Bonsam jimu akobraka. Eya diane se. You know, your boy only a shame with me a kick him. Yet the no one. Because faith without works is dead. Faith without works is absolutely dead. And when I look at the level of acrimony, the level of intolerance, the level of hatred, the level, it humbles me. This is why some, the Bible has already outlined in Matthew 24 and verse number, what is saying, verse number 12. Because iniquity shall abound, the love of many will rot gold. But before that, verse 8 and 9, they will hate each other, betray one another in my time. Sorry. You know, I want to use the opportunity to really tell our leaders, please, wake up. Wake up to reality. People are suffering. We should not have this kind of hearts of impunity and neglect, and we don't care. Komitina Sinamihe said here, wakuino, abaya, abemua, timi didi bampeniatem, didi ayemfuatem, enomni adie, it breaks the heart. I'm telling you that the generation, this generation is a degenerated generation. I mean, the truth of the matter is that there are so many things that are not right, but acrimony will not help. The insults is not right. The insults are too much. Too much insult. Too much insult. And it breaks my heart when I see, you know, insult over and all like that. But I want to say to our leaders, you know, don't give them the chance. We ask you humbly to look at a role, take a responsibility. And let us do this all to the glory of God. Don't neglect your duty. Don't neglect your duty. I have come to a realization and I have concluded that power corrupts. And it corrupts entirely. When I look at the way I am among the folk, I suck on man who did dini papa peni muatem. It's not a blessing. It's not a blessing, but what happens is that a comedy will be a man and the honey to a canvas here somewhere when you know. I mean, if you look at the Crown Prince of Dubai, Mohammed Al bin Maktoum. Mohammed Al bin Maktoum. The guy wakes up and Adia Wagunin Dana said, Dubai will become the best place in the world. Why can't we have leaders like that? No strings attached. That is the agenda also. They want to make Ghana work. Not Sikanwa would be a campaign or what? No! Uribe Kasinagan is Adi Obed and what is Akan. This is why I'm telling you that ye low chide. Come away opposition. Oma to opposition won't bear say 2/3. Drama can such a woman was. What toma one more the ever banner say? One more better sa canina. And don't buy. We need bridges. We need hospitals. Proper hospital. Now the phone will see one more friend call you. Yeah, Mr. Doctor, for one say, sorry, I'm not going to say, how do you feel? When Pastor Richard, your pastor, you go that way, and then be on the call, and I'm going to read a whole. When I'm a friend, the shirt said, you can't build in the new one in the new one. But Republic of Ghana, I'm a surgical ward. Ah, Mujani say, Mujani Papa, Mujani check, and you have fun with good hospital. And so the voice of the church and all that kind of thing. I remember many years ago when one clergyman, you know, shouted and said, our airport is like a market. And he didn't want a buffoon near the choir. Bibi San, you hear? We should tell you when the thing stinks so that we can fix it. We need fixing. We need fixing. Yes, you know, people should fix their name. So I'll begin now. You know, it's your right to counter whatever. But and no, yeah, from Kobe, we want, dear America, no. Yeah, person, yeah, my, yeah, kasa, tintin. Ma kasa, 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 all over the place. We want things to work. Tina boys, in and I'm normally, you know, videos which him, dima temuanum ne adia, in yinshira. It's not a blessing. And instead of us to pick up ourselves and work, we go countering these small boys. Ah, how despicable and how low can we stoop? Dear! How low can you go? These boys don't have any national responsibility. You do. Wake up to the challenge. I will know. The intolerance. Who can be behind the chest? One can be beyond from my bent. Let's be truthful to ourselves. John chapter number 8, verse number 32, the Bible said very clearly. The truth will liberate you. It will bring you from that slavery mentality. The truth will set you up on the wrong. That is what truth will do. The voice of the church is going to, I mean, I look at certain people in Kenisa, you know, boys here, attention. Get to work. There is work to do. Ajima! When President Kufuor was president, there was a thing that he used to do, and he called it Minister's Retreat. And they normally did it at Gimpa. Every year, the president at the time, Kufuor, will meet all his ministers, not only cabinet ministers, all ministers, regional ministers, deputy ministers, ministers of state, all of them will come together. And then the president will sell his vision to them. This is what I want to watch. You know, this is one of the problems of Africa. And what's your more be debre? We be on my to say debre, dear man, on the ambassadorial position, be me who be a man, would you say diplomacy, but I could say we knew we knew she. They are tam position here, dear man, on what you know, and all stuff like our correca embassies, ye, but one crop farmer, so in the account of this nation. Now, my baby, Jina Hanam, see him 439. God will judge you when you mean the woman that time. I'm telling you, Michelle. You know, some of the Dan Yesiro now, you see this amount in our international missions. We are paying that money on that. We are home. We need dog, we need dog. It breaks the heart. You see, this is one of the reasons why so many people are doing everything it takes to evade taxes. The reason is because when we discount a bar, now you answer the money you're paying for, it's hard dying. yet to try dying, you know, cast. Na mo ya hem wedjuma, ahem wedjuma. Tia! Krofa yase. Hello, German, you're young girls, guessing, Papa, and the moon minister, moi, can you boo? And on to our da. Nimpranano. Ya to diamond wo Wesley gone la bonne cantonments be kona young girl on you see so when ya you have your maganada you were papa penny form here technocrats work in the ministries. They can work for 40 years for in the civil service and the public service 45 years we you know be kona it's affordable house and ya man you one plot as a half plot now get down full me see so or no one way you 45 may say Ghana when to know will be the answer. I'm telling you, shut yourself, veteran soldiers here. A cost so many a bear man, no money idea, and all that kind of thing. Yeah, no, what could be no motibia? Would be so. Go back and look at the people, the victims of the stadium disaster. Who we are, June 3 disaster. Go check in the victims. One cast out. We rebel. We rebel. I have a few minutes to close. So the voice of the church is going to bring the mind of God, the counsel of the Lord. Fa kwaye mo kokoye mo mukoko se wudi nyami di agroba di nyami timufu. God is a judge and he will judge every work that is under the sun, including all the things that we are doing. Including the corruption going on in South Africa, in Zambia, especially in in Uganda. The corruptive rot going on in Uganda right now, God will judge all that. A tenacious dinsin wuna angro for atom two and have a mutiny. It drew an affair, you know, diplomatic cohesion. It's sad. Konde ya die nanko hear what me to say kofi o drone wabon koko. Sa dia wu ye. That you don't go to them one. Obeji ojina. We showed up. Into konde wangu asore. Alpha konde wangu asore wo. Nikuwe mu wade sengini. Wangu asore wo gini ho. Do you want to tell me say Alpha konde wo ni sofo. Kakira wo benya tafu ninti. Sofu ninti minka. Iti yu paizu kajam say Alpha konde wo ni sofwa. Wo ni imam. Only a malam. Malam is like a teacher or an instructor, a guide, like a shepherd. Unibi. Kakra wumbenya tafinti no krepa da one wumu kafa. My time is up. But before I go, I want you to know that church is not a religious institution only. If you want to know the capacity of the church, really, it stands in Isaiah. The Bible outlines in the book of Isaiah very clearly in chapter 9. And the verse, it starts from verse number 5 and it says, every battle of a warrior is with a confused noise and the garment rolled in blood, but this shall be with a burning and with fuel of fire. Then in verse number 6, he said, unto us a child is born, a son is given, his government, not his religion. His government will be on his shoulders. The Christ was not born to a religion. He was born for governance, rulership. He was born to reign. So we are not going to be sitting here thinking it's a religious. No! Rewind religious. You're the religion, no, you're the religious. I have religion, religion, sir. And I go for yeah, the real Ghana speaker. Because yeah, sorry that we are not interested. A memorandum of understanding is mu ye ye ni achire ye nyere ho ye nhweho and all that and a chrono and a koso. Me say God will judge you. Will be a wenyami tafre oka ho make us much. God will judge you. My time is up. It's 10 o'clock and the voice of the church is 1 hour. It's 1 hour. I want to pray with you. Because he's coming again and his reward is with him to give unto every man according to his works. The Lord has given me a mandate over this nation. My job is to warn you and intercede for you. My job in this country is to warn you and intercede for you. My job to the church is to clean up every mess that the Lord Jesus and the Holy Ghost didn't put there. Anything that is not part of the word of the Lord, my job is to wipe it out. This is my assignment as an end time prophet of God. I may not tell you you are wearing a green pant. My job is to warn you that he is coming again sooner than you think, and his reward is with him to give unto every man according to their works. May the love of God locate you. Your right hand is on your chest. Say, dear Jesus, forgive me of all my sins. Wash me in your precious blood. Make me born again and a new creation. Tonight, I receive eternal life into my spirit. I'm born again. I'm a child of God. And Father, I give you the glory. You are faithful. I trust you in Jesus' name that you will turn the situations of your people around. Heal our nations. Heal Africa. Heal the nations and heal Ghana. In the mighty name of Christ Jesus, my Lord. Amen. I love you. And my name is Kofi Odro. I want to thank God for, you know, all these lovely people, all these equipments here. I said to our audience on Bible study last Tuesday that we needed equipment worth over 100,000. We had raised at the time 51,000 cedis out of it, and we needed 49,000 cedis to do that. You know, we can't show you our complete studio because of security issues. But I will want to use the opportunity to tell you that the installations we've done here is phenomenally amazing. But I want to thank God for all of you, all these equipment that you know, help us to get. Thank you so very much. I appreciate laptops, cameras, all these things, Blackmagic recorders. You know, full HD display screens for all our streaming equipment, new computers, and all that kind of thing. I will want to say a big God bless you to all our partners. If you didn't hear about it and you want to support in what we are doing, the number is going to be on your screen, and the name for all that details are going to be there. And I want to thank God. The people who were in church that Tuesday who heard me talking about this, I want to thank God for all of you and say a big God bless you to the love that you have shown to God's work. Now, with most of these equipment, it puts us back to Jesus Rally. The only reason why Jesus Rally is down, we've not been on the streets, we've not been in the marketplaces preaching, is that we were lacking these equipment, the production equipment. We needed not only the cameras, but we needed things that will take us out. You know, so for most of the production we did on Jesus Rally for the past, I think, 15 episodes we did, we were doing it with a phone. And we can't be doing, you know, this with phones. And so, by the grace of God, we have these equipments to be able to go out there and, you know, work. So I want to ask everybody who wants to still support, you know, you can still do so by the numbers on the screen. The name on that number is Alabaster House Chapel. If you are sending it, your support from any part of the world, the grace of God will be your portion. This has been Alabaster International Ministry, Kofi Odro, bringing you what I call Voice of the Church. It's going to be every Friday, and it's going to be one full hour strictly, and then it's done. I want to thank God for my management team, the Flight Alabaster, led by Andrew Sesu, Samuel Labi, Steve Jamina, Richard Ofe, Simon, Bernard Tete, and the rest of the guys in the Flight Alabaster,
Usuansa Amedi, Edward Bediako, and the rest of our team who makes all these things. So let me thank God for Professor Kwajo Frimpo, and I also thank God for Apostle Jeffrey Quayson in our new setup. You have been extremely instrumental. Derek also, thank you very much. We really appreciate all of you for the love you have shown us like never before. On behalf of myself and my Didi Rita, I say thank you. We love you. We appreciate you. Now, the word that you have heard, take it and go and amend your ways. It's in this way we can build a nation. Tomorrow is Jerusalem on Bible. Sunday morning, the W3 service at 6:30, transmission time 7 to 8. And then by the grace of God, we're going to be with you on the F5 service. The grace of God will be our portion. Listen, let me say a big thank you to Andrew Sesu. This week, I was telling Didi that you have made me know that the Lord sent you to us. Together with the team, Sam, Richard, and Simon. And near Manu Adebel, Gina Yechino, Anuode. The Lord bless you. Until the time that, by the grace of God, we could, you know, put ourselves together. The Lord bless you. I appreciate you. Guys, I love you. I will play the national anthem of Ghana, all three stanzas. And then right after that, we will play our intro and then, you know, share the page and let people watch this still. This is our introduction for the voice of the church. The Lord bless you. I love you. From all of us here in the Eternal Life Studio, I want to use even the opportunity to dedicate this studio. We've rebranded it. We've given it a beautiful facelift. And I want to thank God for, you know, I like your branding and everything. I really appreciate a beautiful thing that you have put for the Lord. I pray, Heavenly Father, honoring you and granting us the opportunity to work for you. I thank you for every equipment, and I dedicate all these equipments to you. I pray in the name of Jesus, thanking you for all our partners, everybody who have supported with a payment. Let your goodness be reciprocated to them in Jesus' name. Now may the Lord honor you and honor all your requests. In Jesus' precious name. I love you. And from all of us here, I say when righteousness becomes a lifestyle, breakthroughs, it becomes automatic. I will see you in the next broadcast. Remain blessed. And Ghana will prosper.
This is the season of the celebration of Jesus Christ. Alabaster International Ministry presents Jesus Celebration with Prophet Kofi Odro. Venue, Tesano Worship Center near Tesano Gardens. Come and encounter a deep and total renewal in Christ. For inquiries, call 0202-614-781.